Deer hunting season is upon us, and we're talking about it on the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. The DNR proclaims whitetail deer hunting in Wisconsin is the fabric of our hunting heritage. The deer are an iconic and important part of the Wisconsin landscape and culture, end quote. What strategies do you use to track deer when you're hunting? Do you have a hunting dog? Which breed is it? Have you had success using your hunting dog to track deer? Join in 800-642-1234. Linda Bennett is co-owner of Spring Valley Tracking and Game Recovery. The business provides tracking for wounded deer with the use of Bavarian mountain hounds. Linda, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Well, thank you for having me.
Good morning. So hunters call you when they can't find deer that they've shot. You have these Bavarian mountain hounds to track wounded deer. Can you explain what the dogs do once they arrive?
Yes, of course. Sometimes, especially in the case of an archery shot, sometimes for whatever reason, and there can be several, there is no visible sign of a wounded deer. For whatever reason, maybe there's no blood trail, for instance. So we come in with our dogs and just get them set up. And our dogs are actually trained to follow an actual, it's a scent that's emitted from a wounded deer through an interdigital gland in their hoof. So they don't actually need blood. So they can determine what the path was that wounded deer took. And oftentimes we can help that hunter locate that deer that may not have been otherwise recovered.
How do these dogs have this skill? How are they taught to do this?
Well, it's a process, and we like to start when they're very little puppies. And like any kind of dog training, you start out making it really simple and fun, and you just keep it making it harder and harder. When we start with a puppy, we do actually use blood. We make a simulated trail, and then we just start taking the blood away. And we use an actual hoof from a deer that was wounded, and we put down a track. There are special tracking shoes that you can put a hoof into, and we get it so that dog will eventually follow a track with absolutely no blood. And be able to, even though there have been other deer in the area, they can pick out the one that's wounded and get to the quarry.
About how long does it take for a dog to track down a wounded deer?
Oh, boy. It always depends on a lot of deers. And a lot of things affect how easy it's going to be to find a deer. The weather plays into it. And surprisingly, rain and snow are not necessarily always a bad thing. Seems like barometric pressure often will affect the scent. Dry weather is worse than a nice damp day, but it just very much depends. Sometimes we get out to a site and we'll have the deer in 10 minutes, and sometimes we spend hours. It just depends on so many different factors.
What about the dark? What about nightfall? Does that have any impact? Although, you know, these dogs are using other senses, of course.
Right. A lot of trackers that I know like to track at night. They feel that there are less distractions for the dog, and they feel like they can see any, if there is any visible blood, they feel like they can see it better with their headlamp. Personally, I don't care to go out and tramp around in the woods at night, so I don't care to track at night. But a lot of times when hunters call us and they've got a situation where they've wounded a deer and they can't find it, a lot of times we will tell them to leave it until the next morning. Just because depending on how a deer is wounded, we can usually advise them. Sometimes, depending on where the deer was hit, sometimes if you go after that deer right away, you're just going to keep pushing it. And especially in the case of, for instance, a big mature buck, sometimes you might just push them out of the countryside and into the next county if you get on that trail right away.
Because they can sense the dogs are coming.
Yes, yes. Again, it depends on where the deer is hit. You know, sometimes if you just let them go and get someplace quiet and let them settle down, you can go in a little bit later and make the find. But if you push them, even if it's a mortal hit, Sometimes you're just not going to catch up with them.
And I know you want to make a distinction here and crystal clear that these hunting dogs are not going after deer that have not been wounded.
Yes, exactly. And so a couple things here. We train our dogs that they should not get on the track of a healthy deer. And the other thing, too, in Wisconsin, it's only legal to use a dog for tracking if they are on a leash. So we use a 30-foot lead. And the whole idea is people need to understand that we are not hunting with these dogs. This is after the fact, and we are merely a recovery service. So we don't ever want anyone to think that we are actually pursuing healthy deer with dogs.
If you're just joining us, we're talking with Linda Bennett about deer tracking. She co-owns a business that uses these hounds to track wounded deer for hunters. Do you have a hunting dog? Which breed is it? Have you had success using your hunting dog to track deer? How big was your buck? Join in at 800-642-1234. Linda, are there other dog breeds that are used to recover deer that have been wounded?
Yes. And we tell people, really, any dog can track. Some breeds are more have a better propensity for it, depending on how they're bred. But every dog has millions of scent receptors in their nose, and they can just scent things that we're not even able to be aware of. But some dogs are better suited. Bloodhounds, for instance. Some of our pointing breeds can do a very good job at tracking. However, they are bred to do more air scenting, so they're more apt to run with a high head. So you want something, a dog that just has a natural affinity for keeping their nose lower. So certain breeds are bred specifically for tracking, as are Bavarians, but truly, you can track with any dog. It just is a matter of putting the time in for the training.
You know, how much can the tracks of a deer on the trails tell you about the deer that is leaving those markers? What do those tracks tell you?
You know, you can tell a lot by if there's, first of all, wherever the deer was standing when it was hit. And again, usually, we're tracking, most of our tracks are for archery deer. So if you can find the arrow, the type of blood or any kind of matter and the hair that's left on that arrow will give you clues as to where the deer was hit. Anything around the site where the deer was standing, again, hair or blood, the color of the blood will give you an indication, again, of where the deer was hit. For instance, if the deer was hit in the liver or the gut area, any blood that you might see would probably be a darker red color. That usually is an indication that you should wait a little while before you get on that track. Versus a bright red blood sign is usually indicative of a muscle hit deer or something that usually a bright red blood is less likely to be a mortally wounded deer because deer different clotting abilities than people, and plus they are very, very tough. So a lot of times people will say, oh, I've got so much blood, and then it peters out to nothing. Well, they've got a lot more vitamin K in them, and they just clot faster. And a lot of times you'll think that you've really wounded a deer, but actually they kind of get their composure together, and they're
on their way.
Yep. Yes.
Yeah. Well, let's go to Paul now, joining us from Eau Claire. Hi, Paul. What is your story with a wounded deer? Paul. Hi, Paul.
We had a deer that was in our yard. Someone had shot it with a crossbow. Like, I think they called it a bolt. And the deer died in our yard. So we called the DNR, and they charged us like $15 so we could keep the antlers. But we had to pay like $300 to have the deer covered up so it wouldn't stink up the whole neighborhood. And if this service had been around, the guy could have recovered his deer right away, and we wouldn't have had to pay to cover up the deer.
Paul,
am I making sense?
Yeah, Paul, thank you for sharing that story. Linda, do you hear of those situations?
We do, and that's one of the things that we like to point out to people. We are actually contributing to conservation because it's just a shame. A lot of people hunt because they like venison, and it's a very healthy food, and to not be able to recover a deer, it's just a waste. So we're really happy when we can help people be ethical about their hunting and be able to recover as many animals for people as we possibly can.
Deer droppings are small and pellet-shaped. What do the droppings tell hunters about a particular deer?
Actually, the actual feces don't really tell you a whole lot.
Okay.
Other than if you see a lot of them, you know that it's a very deer-rich area. But as far as anything about that individual deer or the deer present, it doesn't really give you a lot of indication.
We have longtime hunter Linda Bennett explaining tracking techniques to find deer. Deer hunters, we want to hear from you. Do you follow deer on the ground or do you have a stand? Which technique have you found works best to find wounded deer? Will you go deer hunting this season? How are you preparing for it? Join in 800-642-1234. Back in a minute with Linda Bennett here on the Ideas Network. The opening of archery and crossbow season is Saturday. We're talking about deer hunting season and how to track deer on the morning show. I'm Kate Archer Kent. Linda Bennett is an avid hunter, runs a business outsourcing Bavarian mountain hounds to track wounded deer. She's a member of United Blood Trackers, an organization promoting trained tracking dogs and the ethical recovery of big game. Still time for your questions at 800-642-1234. Linda with us for about 9 more minutes. So, Linda, is there a formula, an appropriate time to wait and recover a deer, whether it's been shot with a rifle or a bow?
There isn't anything specific. Every situation is different. But what we do tell people is if you're in doubt, if you possibly think that you have not made a really good shot, you should simply back out. And when I say back out, I mean if the deer went south, you need to walk north. Even if your truck is south, you need to make a big circuitous route to get back to your truck. Because what you want to do, if you have a deer that's wounded, you want to try to not disturb them any more than you possibly have to. Let that deer go and settle down and lay down. And then I would say call a tracker. Because we do get super busy in the fall. We take a ton of calls, and we cannot possibly get to everyone. However, if we can't come, oftentimes we can refer you to another tracker who may be able to help you. But sometimes we can even just advise you on here's how you should handle this, here's where I would look, here's how long I would wait. And we actually have people call us after the fact and say, you know what? You weren't able to come out and help me, but I took your advice and I found my deer.
Hmm.
So a lot of times, because the average hunter probably tracks maybe 20 deer in his lifetime. During season, we probably track 20 deer in a week.
Wow.
So,
yeah.
You know, we can really help people, and that's what it's all about. You know, we like to help people find their deer. It's a thrilling thing, and we get a thrill out of it, too, whenever we can help somebody.
Do you find that it's becoming more common for hunters to call in trackers?
Yes, very much so. We've been promoting it very heavily. We've been at sports shows, and just kind of the word is getting out. Word of mouth has been huge. We have a lot of people call and say, hey, you helped my buddy find a deer last year, and now I need help this year. So, yeah, people are calling more and more often, and there are also getting to be a lot more trackers. Usually, you need to kind of be a little bit careful, because it doesn't always work to say, oh, my buddy's got a dog, I'm going to see if he'll bring his dog out. Because if the dog isn't trained, they're kind of at a disadvantage. They're not really knowing what you're asking them to do. Mm. They don't really know what they're looking for. If you do bring a dog out that isn't an experienced tracker and it doesn't work, and now if you try to call in an actual tracking dog, having that first dog in there is probably going to make it a lot more difficult for the tracking dog.
Why is that?
Just because if you wound a deer, and then if you go out and search for it yourself, and let's say you put another dog on it, every time you cross the path that that wounded deer took, you're going to drag a little bit of scent with it. So all you're doing is essentially messing up the whole hit site. And now when you bring in a tracking dog, they've got to try and sort through all that and pick out what's the actual track of the deer. Mm-hmm. Because the scent is everywhere. So now they just have to work a lot harder. And sometimes it can be so messed up that you can't possibly track that deer just because it's so contaminated.
Are there enough big game trackers in the hunting world? And is this an organized community, an organized piece of the industry, if you will?
It is. If you're looking for a tracker, we are members of United Blood Trackers. So you can go to unitedbloodtrackers.org. And there you can learn a lot about blood tracking. There's a lot of good information on our website. There's also a link. It's right front and center on the website, and it's called Find a Tracker. And you can either click on your state, and then it'll bring up a list of trackers in the state that you're in, or you can punch in your zip code, and it'll give you a list of the closest trackers. We also have a Facebook group here in Wisconsin called Wisconsin Deer Tracking Network. So if you search that on Facebook, we also have a list of, I believe there are 20 or 22 trackers that are listed on a map that are all we consider to be certified trackers. Hmm. And so there are a lot of good resources out there. My suggestion for anyone who is going to be going into the woods this season is, look on the map before you go. Look at the Wisconsin Deer Tracking Network before you go, so that when you do need help with somebody, you're not thinking, oh man, who was I supposed to call? Where was I supposed to find this information? Just have that with you, because we have a lot of folks who we've tracked for that now, if they make a questionable shot, they're still sitting in their tree stands and they're texting us saying, hey, I hit this deer and I don't think it's a great hit. What should I do? Be prepared. You know, even if you don't think you're ever going to need a tracker, it's good to have that in your back pocket.
If you're just joining us, we're talking with Linda Bennett about deer tracking. She co-owns a business that uses hounds to track wounded deer for hunters, and taking your questions at 800-642-1234. Linda, how did you get into hunting?
Oh, boy. My dad was a hunter, and he was a very avid bird hunter. And I kind of started with him, but as I got to be an adult, I got really interested in bird hunting. And then my husband, Sean, was very interested in archery hunting. So he got me really involved in that. And we own a large boarding kennel in Blue Mounds, and train pointing dogs and field dogs and obedience dogs. And we had one year, we had some friends that lost some big deer that they couldn't recover. And we thought, hey, we do all this dog stuff. How come we don't have a tracking dog? So we started getting into tracking dogs. So now we spend all fall either bird hunting or tracking, and it's just great. It's a wonderful way to get outdoors and stay active.
Yeah, I was going to ask, where do you love to go hunting in Wisconsin?
We don't do a lot of bird hunting in Wisconsin. We're fortunate enough to be able to go west, and we like to hunt prairie grouse out there with our pointing dogs. And we do a little bit of deer hunting out of state in Nebraska as well. We like to deer hunt in Wisconsin. We've got some spots where we can go in Wisconsin too, but we sure like to get out as much as we can.
Well, let's take a quick call. Brianne in Green Bay is with us. Hi, Brianne.
Hi there. Good morning. I'm a hunter, hunt a lot of different species, and I've tracked a couple of deer in the last 5 years. Luckily, they've all had blood trails, so I could follow them visually. But I'm interested to know how your guest got into the tracking dogs that she's got, the Bavarian hounds. I've never heard of them before. It just seems really interesting.
Thank you, Brianne. Linda.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for asking. These Bavarian mountain hounds, are the ones that we own are all European imports. We have two that we brought in from Poland and one from Slovakia. And we picked that breed because in Europe, they are considered to be an elite breed for tracking wounded game. They're very common over there and very heavily used. And we just decided that that would be a good choice for us. And we have just fallen in love with that breed. They're wonderful. They have a wonderful personality, and they are really, really good trackers.
How many dogs do you have?
We own three Bavarian Mountain Hounds.
Okay.
And then the rest of our dogs, we own eight altogether. So then we have a pack of German Shorthairs as well that we use for bird hunting.
Well, Linda, thank you for joining us.
Well, thank you very much for having me. It's been fun.
Linda Bennett, co-owner of Spring Valley Tracking and Game Recovery. The organization offers tracking for wounded deer with the use of Bavarian Mountain Hounds that we've been talking about. Just ahead, women who were pioneers in journalism and news coverage of wars. A new biography explores the lives of three women who covered major conflicts in Southeast Asia. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. It's The Morning Show, and you're listening to the Ideas Network.